It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Dwayne Johnson calls for a stunt double, who does The Rock turn to?
The police!
When Ham the astroturf said, no more space flights! Who did great minds at NASA turn to?
The police!
Now, this world-renowned actor slash daredevil has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only... He's the poster child for no cloning. Paul LaVoy!
Now that we've entertained State Senator Sonny Borelli... Yo, Paul! I was waiting for it. We have two Italians, a mutt, and a frog in the house,
That's right. There you go.
Or how's that joke go? Two Italians, a mutt, and a frog walk into a bar?
Yeah. There you go. I being the mutt.
State Senator Sonny Borelli, State Representative Leo Biasucci.
Hello, Mojave County. It's good to be back in town.
Good to be back in town. And our esteemed sponsor, or is he steamed?
Steamed. He's usually steamed.
It was a couple hours ago. I was really steamed.
Sam Scarmardo. Why is that, Sam?
Because everything I touched this morning broke.
Really?
So, you know,
at least
I
didn't say a turn to the S word.
Yeah, well, I thought about that. But regardless, I mean, I went and turned on the air conditioner in one of the rooms in the house, and it didn't work. So I had to have my air conditioning guy come up there and fix that. And this is on top of every other damn thing I've got breaking in the last day and a half. So.
Oh my goodness!
And I got to drive. I got to fly back to Illinois Sunday morning.
Wow! And we got the whips. Wow. In the house. The cool whips, right?
Cool, yeah, there we go.
You like that?
Yeah.
The cool whips.
That works, yeah.
Leo, how's it going?
It's good. It's it's good to be home. It's frustrating that we have a 22 vetoes, so our work has been a little delayed.
And you're beating me to it.
I know I am.
I have some housekeeping
to do,
too.
I'm angry about it.
Can I do some housekeeping, guys?
So what's with all the vetoes anyway?
We're going to talk about that in a second.
We're going to talk about it right now.
I promise.
Do your own housekeeping.
Did you guys...
Right.
The Godfather's here. He just,
I know you guys are probably down on the NBA, but the Suns are really turning up. They knocked King LeBron out of the playoffs.
Who?
Bum.
Who? That's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
I mean, talk about the guy walks off the court in the last game.
He's a pompous ass is what he is. Ass is allowed, isn't it? That's not one of the six words.
I don't know. Greeley will call me.
Yeah. And then last night, at the end of the game, he refuses to shake hands with any of the Sun players. The guy's a tool.
He's a pompous ass. I know. Just arrogant. Thinks he walks on water and he doesn't.
I think he should move to China.
Good. Yeah. I think he should.
No, I really do. I really do. So anyway, no Suns tomorrow because they won Game 6, Lakers fans. And they take the court on Monday, believe it or not. I believe it's at 7 o'clock against the Denver Nuggets, round 2.
In Denver or in Phoenix?
It should be in Phoenix because they're the higher ranked team. Yeah,
right.
They were ranked number 2 in the West. So we'll have Diamondbacks tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. And then some NHL action. We'll have the Colorado Avalanche and the Vegas Golden Knights, and that's in Vegas Sunday at 5. So all on the sports station, 100.5, 94.3, and 980 AM. Hopefully Vegas will show up for this one.
You're talking about sports. I have an idea. I think that hockey should be all year.
They lost 7-1 in game one. Did you see that?
No, but I said that hockey should be all year long and get rid of the NBA and the NFL.
Oh, the NFL?
Yeah,
the
NFL. National Felons League,
Or no fans left,
I'm probably going to fight you on that one.
They get cardboard.
I'm a big cardboard fan.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Let's get to the vetoes.
You get a veto,
right? We'll do it like
Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah, yeah, thank you. But didn't he just sign something into law today?
He probably did an executive order, if anything.
No, he signed a law. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah.
I'll have to look it up. But anyway, 22 vetoes unless this budget that he wants. Now, is this about the flat tax or is it about the budget in general?
The budget in general. Because, yeah. It's the budget. It's a whole bunch of stuff that's in the budget. And, the problem is when you got a slim majority of one in both chambers, all it takes is one to walk off the budget, and then you're almost back to square one.
Give it a year.
Yeah. Well,
give it a year.
I think so, too. I think we'll have a mass influx of Republicans getting in the House and Senate. But, I mean, the thing that bothers me about this move, I mean, I understand what he's trying to do. He wants a budget, but we have until July 1st to have a budget. So, to me, this was a premature move. And frankly, there should have been a warning shot, right? Sign these 22, which are good bills. We banned critical race theory. We had election integrity bills in there. I mean,
that was a very good bill, the critical race theory.
100%.
Yeah. What do you think, Sam?
I think it was a very good bill.
Yeah, and so for him to veto it, what he should have done, if I was governor for a day, I would have signed those bills, and then I would have said, hey, get your act together, guys. I'm not signing anything else after this. But to veto those 22 just gave us an extra 3 weeks of work now that we did. We were close to the budget being complete. And then it just threw a damn
What time you earn your money, all this money they pay you?
$24,000.
$24,000 a year, right? Do you get a housing allowance on top of that? Or
we do. We get it's a per diem.
A per diem, yeah.
$60 when we're there, which...
$60 a day.
Which, yeah, you can't even get a hotel for... If you found a hotel for $60 a night, your stuff's not going to be there when you get back, or if there's anything, if there's air, it'll have all kinds of critters in it, so.
I know in college I worked for the EPA, we got per diem, and it was $50 a day in a regular city, $75 in a high rate, and that included food.
Right.
But that
right.
was 1983.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
the last time the per diem was actually set at this rate was 1984. And you know who the Speaker of the House was?
No.
Don Aldridge.
Havasu.
Oh, no kidding.
That's how far.
Wow.
Yeah.
We have legislators that weren't even born then. But, and that's for rural legislators like us, it's $60 a day. For the guys that live inside the Phoenix area, it's $35 a day. But they go home every night. So they literally have no expenses.
So yeah. Ducey actually did sign a bill yesterday, it was yesterday. It's the one, the voter ID bill, it expunged voters off of the voting rolls, off of the registration rolls.
You must be reading old clippings. Yeah, that was the we call the Pebble bill. That was like last month. I forget the bill number, but permanent early voting list.
Yeah.
If you have the law changed, so if you haven't voted
since 2018,
right? We just changed it. If you haven't voted in the last four elections, okay, that's two primaries, two general elections, the last four elections to include municipal elections,
right?
Okay, school boards and bonds or whatever. If you did not vote in any of those four elections, you're going to get a notice from the county that says, hey, you haven't voted in the last four elections. Do you still want to be on the early voting list?
Okay.
So, and of course, if you don't respond, you're going to get another notice. So there's like a 90-day window there to respond. If you don't respond, you're going to be automatically off the voting list, but you're still registered to vote. You can go vote in person. What we're trying to do is we're trying to purge off the dead voters, the dead, people that moved, and they don't, obviously, they're either dead, they moved, or for that matter, it might be a phantom voter. So, we need to clean up these voter rolls and make sure that only legitimate votes count. Now, you got Secretary Hobbs out there saying she's all about transparency and counting every vote. Well, we need to count every legal vote, and what is transparent out of her is the obstruction and resistance on fighting our audit. Because what we want to do is to get down to the truth, and we want to get the truth, because the truth has no agenda. So we want to make sure that these elections, and especially going forward, that we restore confidence in the elections.
You're right. That was back on May 11th, by the way.
Right. Right.
So, yeah, I regurgitated a month-old post. That's terrible.
The liberal media does.
Wait a minute.
Well, no, I mean, it's serious. Oh. You look at Capital
Times. I was just trying to make people aware of it. And
well, he's French. Automatically, he's liberal.
No, man. This is going to be a tough crowd today. No, I didn't realize the article was from May 11th.
No, right, yeah. But what I'm saying is it's funny. You look at these pieces now. They're all opinion pieces now. I mean, you look at Lori Roberts. They're not even real news anymore. It's opinion piece, so they
create their own news. They create the news. I mean, just like a couple weeks ago that was in the paper. Here, they regurgitated the article from the Cap Times that they took a soundbite out of what I said on the Senate floor on a House Bill 2190. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that was about the vaccine passports.
Okay.
So what they did is they cherry-picked a statement I made, and then they created another article where they used my statement to contradict basically that I'm contradicting what Dr. Chris on the vaccination, and the same thing with Brett Roberts,
right,
the sponsor of the bill. So they cherry-picked language out of a different debate and created another story. So, you know, it's all garbage, and it's really disappointing that our own newspaper has got to regurgitate that garbage. So
let's get to
it. Do you have a newspaper here?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to start a new paper.
Yeah, I thought you were going to start a paper, Sam.
Right.
No. That was never me.
No? Sam Sentinel.
I'm more for like pitchforks and torches.
Don't give him any more ideas.
Yeah. So we've got an election coming up next year, elections I want to get to. And Leo, you've already got an endorsement.
Midterms, yeah.
There were
midterms,
25 current legislators and former legislators that endorsed Treasurer Yee, right? What is her first name?
Kimberly.
Kimberly Yee. And why the endorsement so soon?
Yeah, so it's they're all starting to jump in. So you have Matt Salmon, you have Carrie Lake, who was the ex-Fox 10 anchor,
who quit for the right reasons, by the way.
And I think she's fantastic, and Kimberly Lee. So to tell you the truth, they all three called me. Kimberly was the first to call me 2.5-3 weeks ago. And I asked her on the phone. I said, my main question was, what would you have done differently in the pandemic than what Ducey did? And she gave me the right answer. She goes, number one, I wouldn't have shut down businesses. I wouldn't have shut down the mom and pops and kept the big box stores open. That was wrong, which I agreed with her on. And the second thing she said, she goes, I would have included the legislature when I made all my decisions, which, Governor Ducey, we had no idea what was going on.
Right.
Which I think were two major mistakes. And she's been there. She's been in the legislature. She was in the Senate. And, she's a fiscal conservative. And she's pro-Trump. I mean, all the things that, for me, I can check those boxes. I believe in Kimberly. So I like Carrie Lake. I think she's great. Matt Salmon, he's done some great work too as a congressman. He's been there for a very long time in politics. So, to me, it was just, I thought Kimberly was the right choice. So give her my endorsement.
On the other side, we have Katie Hobbs. Can I say that just really quickly and quietly?
Democrat, Katie Hobbs.
Right. On the other side,
actually, a socialist Democrat. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there's another candidate from Pima County.
Oh, yeah. Right? Adrian Fontes.
No.
Yes.
He's running?
Marco Lopez.
Marco Lopez. So, okay.
Adrian Fontes.
He's running for Secretary of State.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's going to run for Secretary of State.
Oh, my goodness. That's who we really need in charge of the voting rolls.
Yeah.
Right. Look what he did in Maricopa County. Perfect. So, Sonny, no endorsement from you yet. Are you
not
waiting?
Not yet. I know all three, and so far,
Well, we know Brnovich is going to throw his hat in the ring.
Actually,
right?
I heard that he might be running for the U.S. Senate, so I'm not sure. So I'm kind of holding off and... Yeah. And, I'm more concerned on getting our state, rolling on what we got this session. And, we got plenty of time. The primary is next August next year. So.
Right.
So, I'm just going to hold back and wait and see how things play out because, a lot of people say they're going to run and then at the last minute they don't. And, Matt Salmon, he did 6 years in the House of Representatives, the U.S. House. He self-termed, he term-limited himself. He ran for governor against Napolitano. Did not win because the Navajo Nation turned out massive ballot harvesting.
I remember that.
And, of course, the gaming compact was on the ballot, too. So that drove out the tribal votes. And they ballot harvested, I was told, 25,000 votes.
And the other thing was in that election is they ran around. His signs were big and blue signs, as I recollect. Somebody printed about 100,000 little Mormon with an arrow signs that they would put next to his signs.
Yeah. So,
really?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know, that's dirty
cider. That's a big deal with me.
But then he went back to Congress again. I mean, because we needed him back in there, and he did 6 years, and then he self-termed out, and make room for Andy Biggs, which is really a great move. And of course he's working for ASU as the conservative voice at ASU with the Freedom School. So there's a lot of good things, and I'm not going to badmouth anybody.
Would you call Matt Temin a proven conservative?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Bought a gun for me.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Absolutely. That's an endorsement right there. That's
walked in the door one time, and I said, "Could I put?" Can I put the purveyor of fine firearms to the governor on the door when you win? He said, absolutely.
So, Sam, I heard you say earlier Kimberly Yee is a very good candidate.
Yeah.
And then now you say Matt Salmon bought a gun from you, and he's a proven conservative.
20 years ago.
Who would you endorse in this race so far?
Right now, I don't know. They don't call me for endorsements. They call me for checks now. And that was on the phone like 7 times yesterday with people begging for money.
Yeah.
I was not one of them, just so you know.
He was not one of them. They all get checks off me anyway.
Right.
But Kimberly Yee, brings a lot to the table. She's got legislative experience. Same thing with Matt Salmon. Started in the state legislature and moved on to Congress. And then, of course, you got Carrie Lake. I find it
interesting that she's in. Yeah. Period. I would think she might run for Phoenix mayor first or something like that, or I don't know what city she lives in.
Well, she couldn't win in Phoenix because it's the liberal utopia. It's totally completely flipped upside down, and they're the biggest tyrannical people in the state. So she's a conservative and got a lot of name ID, and she's very.
She's a hottie.
Yeah, she's a very polished lady. And
hold on, you can't win in Phoenix. You can't win in Flagstaff. You can't win in Tucson if you're conservative, right? What do you have to capture around the state to win as a conservative in Arizona, statewide?
Well, think about that.
Mojave, Yavapai, all the rural counties.
Is that enough though?
Well, we'll see what happens after this audit, because what we're finding is I think people are going to be extremely shocked and angry at what we find, and we'll clean it up and go from there. So we'll see how that tide turns.
All right, guys. Perfect. Great first segment.
There you go.
We're going to come back. I think I found the name for the, what is it, the incentive to get a vaccination now is marijuana?
We'll call it
pot shots.
Pot shots. Well done.
Pot shots.
Yeah, there we go. Pot shots.
Back with more in a moment.
Shots for pots.
That's it. That's like,
wow.
What is it?
This rope, not dope.
Rope, not dope.
Right.
That's it.
So you get it. Yeah.
Yeah. The hemp argument.
Shots
right,
for pot. Yeah.
Yeah. Pot shots.
Pot shots.
All right. State Senator Sonny Borelli, State Rep Leo Biasucci.
The world's gone crazy.
And SamsGuns.com owner Sam Scarmardo in the studio. Give us a call. 854-KNTR. 854-5687. I'm Paul Lavoie. Stay with us. Sam's Choice. Kid Rock.
There you go.
All right. We're going to break. We'll be right back. Price is right, then I'm gonna make my bid for it and let California hate. No one to call me a cowboy. We're having fun on a Friday, right, Sonny?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to do a Yo Pauly.
No, I burned that one out already.
Speak Out brought to you in part by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford.
Ready.
Oh, you make him. Is that a frog joke?
Ready.
Oh, thank you. Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. Mojave Mortgage, also GDK CPA LLC. Springburg McAndrew Financial Services. Patio Paradise, Connected Computer and Technology, Horizon Community Bank, and our newest sponsor, Arizona Krav Maga. And if you missed any part of the hilarity during this hour, go to KNTRtalk.com, check out our archives right there. Easy to get to on the mobile phone as well.
Is it Krav Maga? Is that Gianluca Zana?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Good guy.
Along with the Social Contact Club in Kingman. Yeah. And
who? Zana?
Luca Zana.
I could do the interview like Luca and just talk for 10 minutes and then let you guys chime in
and not say a word.
Luca, I love you, man, but I don't know about your interview style. Anyway, welcome back to the show, everybody. It is Friday. We're having fun here with State Senator Sonny Borelli, State Rep Leo Biasucci, also known as the Cool Whips.
There we go.
Right?
That's right.
He finally got a good one.
And speaking of cool, well, Pot Shots was pretty cool.
Yeah,
Come on, man.
Pot Shots.
Did you want to get the backstory on
that? And Sam Scarmato, and somebody give me the backstory on the Pot Shots.
There we go. Go ahead, Leo.
Well,
I don't even know if this is legal.
Apparently it is. Well, Ohio and I think even California was doing the whole $1 million raffle if you get a vaccine.
Yeah. What about us folks that just stepped up and volunteered?
Yeah. I wonder which aunt was going to win that one. You know.
Yeah. So of course leave it to the Arizona, the brightest to come up with. We'll give you free marijuana if you show us you have a vaccine.
That literally is
the AZ Central. Arizonans get COVID-19 vaccines in exchange for free marijuana joints and edibles.
I would expect that in Colorado.
Wow. Yeah.
That's...
Nope.
Arizona. Is that even moral?
You would think that'd be bribery, right? A little bit of a bribery.
Okay, well, what if I don't want the THC and I want some Crown Royal? Can I have that instead?
No. Liquor laws prevent that.
That's right.
Oh.
Right.
But marijuana laws don't?
No.
The bill was written.
Dude,
well,
there is marijuana laws. I don't think there is any marijuana laws anymore.
Sonny brought up a good point.
It's against the law for alcohol.
Wow.
Yeah. You're limited to serve certain limitations. They can't serve you a beer and a shot at the same time. They got to give you, here's the beer, and then here's the shot.
So I can't have a six-pack of Bud for my vaccination, but I can have a bag of Bud.
Yeah, right. You can have a bag of Bud. Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to 2021.
That's insane.
I don't think it's going to be a bag. It's going to be a very small bag if it is.
Yeah. Either way, it's going to be a few Buds.
Right.
I know. And those, I mean, when we're in Phoenix in session, I drive by this dispensary every day to go to work and to the Capitol, and that line is out the door.
Yeah.
And right, four blocks down is a ever-growing homeless shelter.
Yeah.
Tents outside. And this is one thing, when this bill was going to happen, uh-huh. I actually reached out to Colorado and asked those, because they passed it a few years before, mm-hmm. and every single person, even in the industry, these are people who push for the legalization, they told me, they said, I hope you're ready, your homeless population is going to skyrocket. Because over here, that's exactly what happened. They all came here in the summertime. Where do you think they're going to come in the wintertime? They're going to come to Arizona. But they just, the homeless flock, they get high, and you go down downtown Phoenix, there's now two blocks of Tent City.
You know, John Boehner's a big proponent of legal marijuana.
Did you guys know that? He's a proponent for anything they'd be able to pay
him. He smokes like a chimney. I'm just, now we know it's in his cigarettes, right?
He's for sale. You know, John Boehner has always been for sale for whoever will give him a check.
That's right.
He's got a good point. All right, guys.
And by the way, the revenue we're going to get off of this is garbage. We're not going to get that. We're not going to get the revenue.
Right.
Because, you just made the street crime, street dealer a lot more richer.
That's right.
Because you're not going to pay taxes on any of that stuff. And they figured out loopholes on how to pay taxes on, even on the medical marijuana. Remember, I brought this up years ago and I kept trying to pass bills for this. But, the Democrats kept fighting against it because now they have too many loopholes and exemptions for the Department of Revenue to even do an audit of their dispensaries, and there's no checks and balances there. It's ridiculous.
We just got another approval narrowly by the city council. Did you guys hear about that?
I heard about that.
Right
yeah.
across from the special events entrance at Windsor. So that's kind of interesting. Anyway, we're getting a little bit off track because a lot of people tuned in to listen to see what's happening in Maricopa County for the election audit.
Right.
Yeah. We'll talk about that, and we got to talk about the budget as well.
Right. In honor of you guys, we got to play Whip It, because we've got the cool whips in the house, right? Sonny Borelli, Leo Biasucci, and speaking of cool, Sam Scarmato. Always cool as a cucumber, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. And we've got a couple parties to talk about, too.
Right.
Dinners.
Yeah.
All right. Back with more in a moment. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Community College, Better Business Bureau, Sam's Guns.com, Sun Power by SMA Electric, Herb's Herbs, and by the Lewis team at Coldwell Banker Realty, Bobby and Julie Lewis, Brian Vesley, and Lori Rule. Speaking of parties, which one do we want to get to first? The Republican Party, the Day Dinner, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, yes, 5:30, starting at 5:30 for cocktails, 6:30, I believe, for food. We have a whole plethora of speakers. You guys are speaking, aren't you?
I am.
Kelly is. Yeah, you are. Yep. Kelly.
Plethora.
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 We got Biggs,
Gosar,
Kelly, Leo, and there's
Mark Fincham.
Mark Fincham, right.
Mark Fincham.
Really? I didn't. That must be a late addition. I didn't hear him.
Tell everybody who Mark Fincham is for those who don't know.
Mark Fincham, he's a House member, but right after the election, you know, we all knew something was wrong, something was not right, and we needed, I mean, the House was trying to get a hearing, and Speaker of the House did not want to allow a hearing on this and to hear the folks on testifying on what they witnessed on the election. So, you know, it forced it to be downtown Phoenix, and Mark was the lead dog in that sled, and Leo and I backed it up and actually helped set it up. But Mark has been leading on that election integrity on the House side. Of course, then once you got the November 30th hearing done,
right,
and we heard all that testimony, then, of course, I had to, and they lit the grass fire, I had to pour gas on the grass. So
Sam, tickets are $100?
$100. There's still a few. There's actually a couple tables available.
There's a phone number at the bottom of that flyer, by the way.
Okay, let me see. I don't have my glasses with me. So call Luana Gillette at 928-727-0895. That's 727-0895. And I think we have a couple complete tables and a few empty seats. My table sold out in a heartbeat. I've got the one up in front all the time.
So right.
He's got the other one up in front, so Leo.
So this is the Lincoln Day Dinner, which is normally in February, which wasn't done in February because of COVID protocol.
Because of that phony COVID.
Okay, perfect. Yeah,
the plandemic, yes.
Sonny, where are you going to be?
And, of course, tomorrow night, the Marine Corps League State Convention is going to be here in town on Saturday night at the London Bridge Resort, and they asked me to be a guest speaker, so I'm going to be there for that. And then,
nice.
Then hopefully, I don't know what time we'll finish there, but I'll make it in time to go to the Lincoln Day Dinner and catch up with our folks at the party. Our constituents, that's right. My bosses.
So we had a call off the air about something going on in North Scottsdale. Who wants to set that up?
Leo, you go ahead on that, because he's got to talk about the border, and then that kind of leads right into that. So go ahead.
About a month and a half ago, I went down to the border. It was myself, Mark Vincham was there, a couple other representatives, and went to Cochise County, met with Sheriff Daniels, and we were kind of given a front row look on what's really happening. And first of all, we go in there, and we see the part that Trump built, the Trump wall, and then it comes to an abrupt end is when Trump was obviously lost his re-election. Biden comes in. So they stopped building the wall. So now you have about like 30, 40 miles of just open territory, right? And so I'm talking to the sheriffs, and they said all the posts for the Border Patrol are abandoned. So nobody is at any of those posts. All the blimps, they have blimps up in the air that have the cameras, all are taken down. This is all from the Biden administration.
My goodness.
And so then they said once Biden took over, it went from one a day under Trump of illegals to five an hour. So 3,000 a month. And this isn't just the women and children. This is 20-year-old men, fully camoed, armed, drugs. I mean, these are cartel.
Right.
And so they're coming in. The sheriffs are, they have undermanned, so they catch about 10% of these guys. The rest are getting through. Truckloads going through. So when you have the Border Patrol have left their posts, what do you think is happening? They're all coming inland through Arizona.
Right.
And this leads to the issue we have now
right.
of hotels now being used by the feds to house these illegal immigrants.
And being reimbursed by the feds.
And being reimbursed by the feds. This is tax dollars.
$88 million last I saw.
Well, I mean, the place in Scottsdale is like $300 a day. We have American citizens living on the street.
Right.
We have homeless vets living on the street. Mm-hmm. But yet we're putting illegal aliens. You know, I mean, DPS pulls a truckload of them over, and then, of course, they go to turn them over to ICE, and they said, sorry, let them go.
Yeah, we can't pick them up.
And so I only give two quick stories about why people need to be pissed off about this. First is a story, Border Patrol agent, on the news network, they wouldn't show this on CNN or any of the major networks, he says, he's a 10-year-old girl, she has no voice left. Her voice is gone, right? So they bring her over to the med team, med looks at her, the med guy goes back to the agent, and the agent says, you know, what happened with her? He goes, well, she lost her voice. Because on the journey over, she was raped they found 76 different types of DNA in her body.
She was screaming so much,
lost her voice. So now you're talking about human trafficking. Yeah. And then the second story about the seriousness of this is the feds then call the sheriffs. This is about a week before I got there. Feds call the sheriff and say, "Hey guys, we just want to give you a heads up. There's a bounty on one of your sheriff's heads." And the sheriff says, "Oh, what are you talking about?" He goes, "Well, we had a situation on the Mexico side. One of our agents got into something with a cartel guy, killed him. Now they want retaliation." So now you're talking about an act of war. So here's my thing. If I'm governor or I'm king for the day, I bring the troops to that border, and this is war. We go into other countries and deal with this kind of stuff in other countries, and yet we're allowing this to happen on our southern border.
Right.
You start taking out these cartels, guys, these people, the human traffickers, what do you think is going to – they'll stop in a heartbeat. You bring our military down there.
Yep.
You start taking them out. But instead, nothing stopped. The moment I was at that border, I was so pissed off. I send these messages to Sonny, these images that I have on my phone. I posted them online.
I saw them.
You saw them, right?
Yeah.
And I said, and Sonny sends them to the governor, and then finally he sends the National Guard down, which I give him credit. At least he did that. In the budget, we have about $75 million to help boost up our border as well, to put more National Guard. But the truth of the matter is, this administration could care less. This is an open border policy with this administration. When these people are coming over to the sheriffs, and they're saying, "Why are you stopping?" They're questioning the sheriffs. Why are you stopping me?
So let's lead to the caller's question concern about what's happening in North Scottsdale.
Yeah, and so, Sonny.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's the hotel there in North Scottsdale. It's literally housing these folks in there.
This
is a hotel.
Not a detention center.
It's not a detention center. It's a hotel. I think it's home suites or something like that. And it's a refugee relocation facility. They've converted this to
like when they did that with Somalis up in Minnesota.
And it's not just in Scottsdale. They did the same thing in Ahwatukee, which is the east part of the Phoenix, the eastern part of Phoenix. And this is what your tax dollars are going for.
You think COVID's bad, you guys? We're probably going to get a tuberculosis outbreak or Hep C here pretty soon.
Well, here's the thing is during COVID, the border towns spiked, and Yuma included. And they go, well, people are not wearing a mask. Well, no, people are coming across the border with impunity. I mean, hello, this is ridiculous. And
the media doesn't want to talk about it.
And it's not even catch and release. It's just wave them on in. Ridiculous.
And I'm going to touch on one thing real quick. I have somebody in the Border Patrol who I know personally down there in California. And she told me, she goes, "Leo, you think this is just women and children. We're stopping carloads of Iranians, Chinese, Russians."
Wow.
And people from all over the country. They're all claiming asylum. They process and let go. This is a catch and release. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is not come back for court. They said I hope people understand, this is from the Biden administration. The sheriffs are telling me that. Border Patrol is telling me that. This is their orders from the top down. So this is an invasion, in my opinion, on multiple levels, human trafficking, drug trafficking. Don't get me wrong, there are people coming over that are seeking asylum that I understand, women and children. But to say that's the only thing coming across is a bunch of bull.
Sam, what's this doing for gun sales?
Selling everything we can get, that's for sure.
Or you get me turned off, selling everything we can get.
You were eating.
I was eating a cookie yesterday. I haven't had breakfast yet.
That's all right.
But it's just gun sales are pretty much everything we can get. The ammunition's just off the wall. I mean, we can't hardly get ammo anymore.
Yeah.
We're getting probably a full pallet every week, and it's gone by Wednesday, Thursday, all the ammo. And we're limiting the sales.
It's important to have that because, this is why we passed the laws, the Second Amendment Sanctuary State, that we passed the law, my HB 2111, and then we passed the law to protect gun manufacturers and dealers because Biden was trying to say he's going to limit that and hold them liable for gun shootings and whatnot. So we understand how important it is for SAM to stay open, places like SAM, because Biden has threatened that since day one.
And manufacturers. We need to have those guys come in.
They're the one that needs the protection. Yeah. They're the one that needs the protection. It's a lawful commerce and firearms act.
And we passed a law that was signed by the governor to protect them as well. So Arizona is, if there's one positive silver lining is we're making sure these guys are protected and people are protected with their Second Amendment.
Yeah, and like I said, you go to a store, and remember, they were blocking you at the store entrance. If you didn't have a mask on, you couldn't come in. But it was okay for illegal aliens to come in. And by the way, now we're like vaccine passport thing is the big deal. And we're like saying, no, you're not going to force anybody to have to get a, vaccine passport for you to be able to do anything with.
Right.
But it's amazing, but you got to have an ID to go. They're afraid. They're opposing us to have voter IDs, okay? But in order for you to get your vaccine, you got to have to show an ID. By the way, and now they're giving away marijuana for it. So, Okay, this is gone
Twilight
crazy.
Zone.
Right,
this has gone crazy.
All right, guys, we're in like the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, so. Really quickly, I just want to point one thing out. The most embarrassing part of all this is neither Biden or Kamala have been to the border yet. That's an embarrassment.
They have no intention of ever going to the border.
It's an embarrassment. Yeah. I know.
They have no intention of ever going.
She doesn't want the dirt on her image from the issue, because if she goes to the border, she's going to have to own it eventually.
No.
So, yeah, that's not going to happen.
Cowardly.
Leo,
she'll never make it that way as president's done.
Sonny, you want to talk about the vet's home?
Well, yeah. One of my big things in the budget is the veterans' home. The veterans' home, I've been trying to do this for the last 9 years, but, you know, I took a backseat to the other parts of the state. Yuma had to get, they were on the list first, and so Yuma got theirs, Tucson got theirs, Flagstaff got theirs, and the last county to get the veterans home is Mojave County. So that's in the budget. It's $25 million. That's our end of it. It's 35% of the construction cost. The feds come in with the other 65% of the construction cost. $25 million gets us 100 beds. And now, this is not Club Med, okay, folks. This is a senior assisted living for these guys. These are the people that are indigent. They have no family left.
Indigent.
Thank you. Have no family left. This is senior assisted living, which requires medical care. Now the Veterans Administration actually pays for that. This is going to employ over 100 people. And obviously, you know, getting merchandise, food, subsistence, stuff like that's going to be local. So that's going to actually stimulate the economy here. And, so there's two sites, that were targeted. Kingman and the Lake Havasu, and of course, I'm pushing for Lake Havasu, and I think we're really close there. So
you're close on the funding.
Yeah, well, the funding is in the budget.
Okay.
So that's why we got to pass the budget, get it done. I mean, a lot of people are complaining about, you know, tax cuts, which we have the tax. What we're trying to do is get a flat tax. So it's, you know, 2.5% straight across the board.
Yeah, that always confuses me when I go to fill out my Arizona withholding, and it starts at what, 1.3?
2.59.
It goes all the way up to 4 point something.
Yeah,
I'm like,
Yeah, 2.9 on up to 4 point something or other.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're just trying to get a flat tax, 2.5% straight across the board, get rid of all the crazy brackets, make it easy. And you know what? Because when you're sitting on $2 billion in surplus, it means what?
You're taxing too much.
We're taxing too much. Exactly right. And therefore, citizens deserve that tax break. You know, revenues are up. Growth is up. So even the cities, some of the cities have been complaining, well, wait a minute, they're not factoring in growth. They're not factoring in their own economy.
Growing
and Wayfair and all the other revenue streams that are coming in. So, you know, it's just like even on property taxes. I mean, property tax, if your home was $200,000, if you sold it for like $400,000, that new owner is going to come in and pay higher property taxes.
How close are you guys on a budget deal?
Well, we're one off.
Yeah.
Oh, Republican peeled
off.
That's
been the problem.
That's out there in the majority.
You got one, you got one rhino that says, no, I'm against the tax cuts, and then, you know, that's what happens. So, you know, you got one that we're 16 in the Senate, and they're 31 in the House, and this is this kind of thing. So, you know, we're working through it. We'll get it done. And we got till the 30th of June and to get it done, and we'll see what happens after that. So,
so let's get to the audit really quick.
Okay.
All right. It's been kind of quiet, I've noticed. 50% of the votes. I don't know if you could say they've been counted, they've been looked at.
Well,
what's going on forensically?
Really, what's been quiet is the media is not, from Phoenix, is not telling the truth at all.
Right.
The county supervisors are not telling the truth. The Secretary of State Hobbs is not telling the truth. They're lying. Now, normally you'd say they're being disingenuous whatever, but I'm just going to tell you it's a flat-out lie.
And they come up with these stupid catchphrases, the big lie.
Big lie. Well, that's...
It resonates.
Well, because the big lie came from that coin, that phrase. That came out of Nazi Germany.
So they got their playbook.
What is a big lie is that they actually want transparent... They want transparency and that they're cooperating. That's a big lie. They're also calling this a conspiracy theory. Well, guess what? There's no longer a theory. We can actually prove that there is actually a conspiracy for obstruction and resistance of the truth, and there's no transparency whatsoever. Oh. They did not do an audit. They can call it an audit. You can call it a ham sandwich, but we all know it's baloney. The Election Assistance Commission.
Okay.
They certify companies to certify equipment that makes sure that they're operating properly at the time of the election. They do not do an audit. They said so publicly. They said it on their website. They don't certify companies to do an audit. So, therefore, Maricopa County did not have two audits. That's a complete lie. They did not do an audit prior to the canvassing. They did not do an audit. They just did their normal canvassing. They didn't do anything. So they're perpetrating and perpetuating a lie, and the mainstream media in Phoenix is carrying that lie. You know, they give you a little, you get an interview with them, they take a little bitty soundbite, and then they create a completely different story. The only one that's actually telling the full story is, believe it or not, is OAN, One American News Network. They're actually, when they interview you, they don't edit or cut out anything. They let you get the interview all the way through. But the media there, all the Phoenix media, they're all mad at us, and they're creating their own story because we're not feeding into their garbage and their lies.
And really quick, and just so people know, the transparency on this audit is incredible. If you go to ArizonaAudit.com, there are literally 24-hour, 7 days a week cameras that are filming real time. They're filming the audit. They're filming the machine. You will see the entire process. The entire time. Yeah. So you know they're not trying to hide anything or manipulate anything. It's all under a tight microscope. So unfortunately, the left stream media in Phoenix, they're trying to make this look like it's
They want to attack the name of the company that's actually quarterbacking this, Cyber Ninja. They're basically the quarterback, but there's a bunch of different companies that are doing certain components of the audit. Well, this is a full forensic audit. Now, we're way over 50% now. We're like at 1.3, 1.4 million ballots counted already.
Right.
And it's actually 2.9 or something like that we've got to do total.
Sam, you got a question?
Yeah, I have a question right there. Now, I keep hearing, and maybe this is just the mainstream lies, about the security. You're saying it's secure.
Yep.
And I mean, the stuff's left out in the hallways, and this is stuff I keep hearing.
No. That's a complete lie. I was there when they unloaded the trucks. They filmed every ballot, every box that came off the truck. They came out, every piece of equipment that came off the truck, every piece came off, filmed it, went into a cage. Start to finish, okay? When then everything is under 24-hour surveillance in the cages. It's on
Where was it before it came in for the audit?
It was at the county facility. In the county facility, the state law says this, that as soon as the canvassing is over, the supervisors, the election department is supposed to turn all that inventory over to the county treasurer. He's the keeper of all the stuff. They never turned anything over to the county treasurer. The outgoing treasurer, and even the incoming treasurer, so because you have two different folks.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Right. What's the possibility of the stuff being audited varied from
there? There is a possibility. Yeah. We've already had some certain findings that we asked the county to address. And one of them is there was five boxes. They just give them a sample and said, "Hey, every box is supposed to bag is supposed to have 200 ballots in it." Well, they opened up the cardboard box to pull out the bags, and they're unsealed. The seals were broken. The tabulation sheet doesn't even reflect the accurate count of the ballots themselves.
Oh,
I mean, they're supposed to have batches of 200. One batch was missing 35 ballots, another one missing 18 ballots, another one missing two, so on and so forth. I mean, that was just a sample. Plus, when they did the downloading of data off the election equipment, there was files that were deleted. Now, the company Cypher, which has credentials longer than this building that works for DOD, testified in front of Congress. So these are the guys that actually, protect our cybersecurity for the nation.
Yeah.
They were able to recover that data. And of course, then the county flipped that around and said, "Well, you just didn't know what you're looking at because you don't know what you're doing." Well, like I said, the company
there are cyber forensics experts.
These are guys, these guys are getting more credentials
wow.
than security clearances that were way beyond my pay grade. And, but they're actually, so they're criticizing, when the people that did their, certifying their equipment, they're saying that wasn't an audit. It wasn't an audit. So it's amazing. The garbage that's coming out of Phoenix is unbelievable. Don't believe anything you're hearing.
So what's your prediction?
I think everybody's going to be extremely upset that this even occurred. I'm going to be, if this is too early to say, but some of the things that we're finding out, I'm really ticked off because this should have never, ever happened at all.
Thank you. That's what I'm looking for.
Real quick on the budget, let everybody know, there is $25 million to repave all of 95.
Yeah.
Governor approved that. That should be done soon. That'll repave Pilot down to Sarah Park, brand new highway.
Wonderful.
That was my ask. Sonny got the veterans home. This was my ask for the highway.
Yeah.
I wanted the bridge as well. I had to choose one or the other, the second bridge. But we're working on the second bridge for next year.
Just to clarify, he said my ask for the highway.
For the highway.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. Hey, guys, I got to leave you with a joke. What's the difference between a right-wing conspiracy theorist and the truth? A couple of months.
Oh, jeez.
You like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Back with more in a moment. I'll have a final shot. Thanks, guys. Senator Sonny Borelli, Representative Leo
Piacucci,
and
our
great sponsor, Sam Scarmardo. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out.
Sells gold.
All right, great show today. Thanks to Senator Sonny Borelli, Representative Leo Biasucci, and Sam Scarmardo for being here. On Monday, we'll have ASU at Lake Havasu, some updates from the college here in Havasu. City Manager Jess Knutson on Tuesday, the Chamber and Esme Electric on Wednesday, and County Supervisor Ron Gould on Friday. All right. Until Monday, I'm Paul Lavoie, living the dream in Lake Havasu City. Hannity is up next, preceded by Fox News. Have a safe weekend.